Anthony Batista Montini, elected John's successor, announced in his first public address that his reign would be devoted to completing the work Pope John had undertaken. Pope Paul the Sixth, chosen name of Montini, the new Pope then, resumed the Ecumenical Council's September 29, 1963, to emphasize his determination that the door of reconciliation was still open. The Pope appealed to the separated Eastern churches and other so-called Christian denominations to accept the apologies of the Roman Catholic Church for all wrongs done them by the church in the past. So they recognized all the evil they did. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said this apology was a bit too late in the light of Revelation 2, verses 21 to 23, where God gave her his space to repent, and she refused. So it was too late. With this ready-made stage, we are already witnessing the fulfillment of Isaiah 4 verse 1, wherein seven women will take hold of one man in this last day, saying, we will eat our own bread, and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. This is that day when the rest of Gentile Christendom are carrying the favors. They are carrying the favors of Roman church, and the end of it is a global super church that will kill and destroy anyone or anything that will be a dissenter from their common goals as the world nears its end. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was from the U.S. that Bishop Meyer of the Episcopal Diocese of California cried to all Christendom. This was a bishop of a Protestant church. He's saying, let us recognize the Pope of Rome as the Holy Father of Christendom, for it is he alone who can bring peace to the Christian world. A bishop of a Protestant church. One time U.S. President named Johnson, during the visit of Pope Paul to New York to address the United Nations in 1965, he whispered to him, to the Pope, it is you, most Holy Father, who are looking to for the answers to world peace. And anytime America talk, the whole world don't talk. Billy Graham, not William Graham, Billy Graham, I think he's still alive now, suffering from Parkinson's disease. One of the best known evangelists in modern times, and a host of others in his class, have made statements too that have served to turn the eyes of their unnumbered followers away from where they ought to look biblically and see the beast and his image gaining dominance to where they ought not to look. Billy Graham was at a time awarded a scroll and a plaque of St. Francis of Assisi at a Catholic dinner in Minneapolis for true ecumenism. Hallelujah. At the Roman Catholic Belmont College, Billy Graham was granted an honorary doctorate degree. He told his audience when he was accepting the honorary degree. It's a disease. This is what he said. He said, he was telling Catholics, so this is a Protestant preacher. He said, the gospel that founded this college is the same gospel which I preach today. He also said of the present Pope, that is the Pope that just died, John Paul II. He said, he will go down, this is a mighty evangelist, world renowned, saying, he said, he, that Pope, will go down in history as the greatest of our modern popes. He has been the strong conscience of the whole Christian world. So that you will know what is lying ahead for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we look at the 666 mark. The 666. Chapter 13. Let's read. Which verse are we now? Hallelujah. Verse 16. He said, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, that he there is America, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Somebody say a man. Are you afraid? Say a man. Look, nothing can happen to us that we can preach it anyhow. According to the program of God, they cannot do us anything. But it is what we are preaching that will be building anger in him. Anger until that last year and a half year says, it don't do. Brother Assembly was finishing me. I bear it. Now these two prophets again came in the land of Israel. They are finishing me. So tell 144,000, don't come collect that same gospel. I don't tire. Now! So when I tell the devil, now go see or not. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now remember, the number 666 is given for identification. So he hid it there and said, you know, here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. So it means he wants to use 666 so that you will know the man. Hallelujah. Now some people, a lot of people think that they will call you and write on your forehead 666. No. So when he write on his own forehead 666, write on your forehead 666, it's written clearly 666. Who will agree to have that mark? So forget those nonsense they put in those things you watch. Tell me who will come out and say I am devil. And some people are thinking that the beast there is some funny animal that will come and everybody will bow before it. No! The wise shall understand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, can we open it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Just bear with me. Just a few minutes. We'll just do the calculation and we'll close. Praise God. Now 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Listen to what Apostle Paul was telling the Jews. I mean, the Christians at Thessalonica. He said, now we beseech you. That is, we beg you, brethren. That is, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And concerning our gathering together unto him. That you be not so shaken. Don't be upset, don't be disturbed in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. Then he gave us this key. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. How many people recognize now that scripture has been fulfilled? Falling away from the apostolic faith. People will leave the Bible doctrine and follow some other things. That's the fall away. Secondly, and that man, somebody shout that man. Yes, shout it again. He said, that man of sin be revealed. Revealed, there is a revelation. The son of perdition. Fulfilling what he told Daniel. Close it in the time of the end. A group of people will know who that person is and the bride. If you don't know it this afternoon, I want to tell you. The bride is aware who that man of sin is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, listen. Listen to something here. Revelation chapter 13. Go back there. Let me just show you another thing. Where we are reading. Hallelujah. Talking about that dragon. Praise God. Praise the Lord. See, there's one identity about him. He said, and there was given verse 5 and 6. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. To blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Daniel chapter 7 again. Go to Daniel again. I want to show you this. So that we don't say we're just talking for talking sake. Hallelujah. Verse 24. Hallelujah. 24 says, and the 10 hosts out of this kingdom, Daniel 7:24, are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. Verse 25. I shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. Let me read you something that was quoted here. Hallelujah. If they carry me to court, I'll go with Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. In a Catholic dictionary, this quotation is brought from a Catholic dictionary. Here. The Pope, I'm quoting from what they wrote there. The Pope is of so great dignity and so exalted that he is not a mere man, but as it were God and the vicar of God. What is the vicar? Representative. That is, if you, the Lord Jesus Christ is supposed to be the vicar of God. Do you understand that? Because he said, if you see me, you see the Father. Hallelujah. Philip, why are you saying you, I should show you the Father? In John chapter 14. He said, have you been so long with me and you still don't know me, Philip? Have I not told you that if you see me, you see the Father? Why are you saying I should show you the Father? Jesus Christ said, I and the Father are one. And so when somebody says he's the vicar of Christ, so you know the meaning. You know the meaning. The Pope is, I'm continuing, the Pope is as it were God on earth, chief king of kings, having plenitude of power. He says again, the Pope is of such lofty and supreme dignity that properly speaking, he has not been established in any rank of dignity. That is, if you want to say, want to give him, see where he belongs. He said, there is no, if you want to say dignity, there is none that fit him. What are they indirectly saying he is? He's God. But rather, he has been placed upon the very summit of all ranks of dignity. It is only Christ that is given a name that is above every other name.
God, we give it all to you.
Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Give me that morning and afternoon will I shall hear my voice. He shall hear my voice. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be. Bye.
At the mention of that name, every knee must bow. I'm reading on. He is likely the divine monarch and supreme emperor and king of kings. He is likewise, not likely. He says, he is likewise the divine monarch and supreme emperor and king of kings. Hence, the Pope is crowned with a triple crown. Do you not know why he's crowned with a triple crown? You know his crown is triple. If you look at it, it's triple crown. Look at him very well. Hallelujah. That is what it means. It means it's as king of heaven and of earth and of the lower regions. That is what the three crowns mean. This is their own dictionary. If you want to go and find out through the internet, anyhow, come, I'll give you, you know, the references that I'm reading from. Go and you will see it. He said, he continued, he said, we hold upon this earth the place of God. I mean, he said, we hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty. That is what Pope Leo the 13th, in a letter he wrote on June 20th, 1894. He said, we hold upon this earth the place of God Almighty. Again, the Pope, another Catholic national, a periodic of the Catholic Church, written in July 1895. He said, the Pope is not only the representative of Jesus Christ, but he is Jesus Christ himself, hidden under the veil of flesh. When I read in the scripture where he is given mouth to speak blasphemy, I want you to see who is the person the scripture was referring to. Praise God. He said, we define that the Holy Apostolic See, the Vatican, and the Roman Pontiff hold the primacy over the whole world. We are the letters supposed to be in the Pope's crown. What are the letters supposed to be in the Pope's crown, and what do they signify, if anything? The letters inscribed in the Pope's mitre are these. See what is written there. Vicarius Filii, which is the Latin for what? Vicar of the Son of God. Catholic holds, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Catholic. I can read on and read on and read on and read on. I think that is enough. There are some of the things that when you read them, they get you angry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to note something. The original name of Rome was Saturnia. I'm giving you history now. Saturnia, S-A-T-U-R-N-I-A, meaning the city of Saturn. Saturn was just that another name for Nimrod. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to the calculation of 666. And it was a secret name that was revealed only to those initiated in the Chaldean mysteries. And in Chaldea, it was spelled with four letters. S-T-U-R. S-T-U-R. Now, in the Chaldean language numericals, you know, every letter has a number that goes with that letter. That's the numerical. I'm breaking it down for people to understand. S. So now, as you are writing it for easy understanding, write S-T-U-R. Now, under S, the numerical value for S is 60. Under T, T is 400. U is 6 under the Chaldean language, and R is 200. Add it together, you will find 666. 666. You know, Adam? I should come again? You are not following. I say we have started calculation. S-T-U-R. are. That is what the Chaldeans refer to Rome. And that is a secret name that is given to those that are initiated in the Chaldean mysteries. S-T-U-R, store. S is 60, 60, that's 60. T is 400. U is 6. R is 200. Add it together. 6, 6, 6. You have gotten that? That is a number linked to Rome, the city of Saturn. Now, the Greeks now. Let's go to the Greek now. The Greek word, Latinos. Hallelujah. The Greek word, Latinos, from where Latin, the official language of Rome, took its name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Latinos. Now spell it. L-A-T-E-I-N-O-S. Latinos. Now we want to give them the numerical values now. Latin is the official language of Rome. Are we there? L is 30. 30. A is 1. T is 400. E is 5. I is 10. N is 50. 0 is, that is O, is 70. S is 200. Add it together, you will get 666. 666. Using the Greek numerals. You want me to repeat it? I think I'm slow enough. That's Latinos, from where they get their language, Latin. Now, this same word also, it means Latin man. Latinos means Latin man, and is the Greek form of the name Romulus. Romulus, R-O-M-U-L-U-S, from which the present city of Rome, the headquarters now, Rome, is named, from the word Romulus. Now this name in Hebrew language, is Romit. Now write it down. R-O in Hebrew now. So, you see, the Chaldeans identified it. The Greeks identified it. The Hebrew also is identifying it. R-O-M-I-I-T-H. Romit. R-O-M-I-I-T-H. Now, the Hebrew numerical value, R is 200, O is 6, M is 40, I is 10, plus another I, 10, TH together is 400, that's how it is written. Add it together is 666, 666. It's not coincidence. The further proof of Rome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to note now. Let's come to the Roman numericals now. In the numerical values now. Hallelujah. In Rome, it's not all the alphabets that are used for numbers. The only alphabet in the Roman letters that are used, only six of them, only six letters are used. And they are D, C, L, X, V, I. That is either V or U. It's substituted like that. Either V, rather say V or U. Depends on how you pronounce it. I. D, C, L, X, V, and I. Now, that is, these are the only six letters they have that have numerical value in the whole language of that they use there, the Roman figure. the Roman figures. In Roman figure, praise God. Now, B is 500. C is 100. L is 50. X is 10. V is 5. I is 1. If you add these 6 together, it gives you 666. 666. Here is wisdom. The number of a man. His number is 666. Praise God. Now, the Pope, now, let's go there. Now, we read earlier that the Pope claims that he's the vicar of Christ. In Latin, it means vicaris filii. Can we spell it? Vicaris. It's V-I-C-A-R-I-V-S. Vicaris. It is written clearly in that, in the Vatican City there, where he's the Pope is going. And on his cap there, his crown, is written there clearly anywhere he's going. So the actually, the person that's carrying 666. Vicaris, Phillies, F-I-L-I-I-D-E-R. Vicaris Philidei. Let me spell it again. V-I-C-A-R-I-V-S. For Vicaris, then Philly is F-I-L-I-I. Day is D-E-I. So if you look at those letters there very well, you'll discover that A, R, S, F, and E have no numerical values. So you will not put any value to them. Therefore, V is 5. Hallelujah. I is 1. C is 100. Nothing for A, nothing for R. I is 1. V is 5. Nothing for S. Nothing for F, again, for Philip. I is 1. L is 50. I is 1. I is 1 again. D is 500. Nothing for E. I is 1. Add it together, you will get 666. Add it. Here is the wisdom. Any Catholic person who they frown at me, frown at God. Because now God talk. Another official Latin title the pontiff is known by is Latinus Rex Sacerdotus. I've never been a Catholic. So bear me, I don't know Latin language. It's Latinus Rex Sacerdotus. Latinus Rex Sacerdotus. Let me spell it for you. Hallelujah. And it means Latin priest king. The Latin priest king. He's both a priest and a king of the Latin. Latin priest king. Now if you write it L-A-T-I-M-V-S, Latinus. Rex is R-E-X, not S-O-X. X. Sacerdotus is S-A-C-E-R-D-O-S. Sacerdotus. Let me spell it again. Latinus is L-A-T-I-N-V-S. Rex is R-E-X. Sacerdotus is S-A-C-E-R-D-O-S. Now let's put the numbers now. The numerical value now, L is 50, A is nothing, T is nothing, I is 1, N is nothing, V is 5, S is nothing, R is nothing again for X, E is nothing, X is 10, S in Sacerdotus is nothing, A is nothing, C is 100, E is nothing, R is nothing, B is 500, O is nothing, F is nothing. Total 666. Somebody clap for Jesus, no. Clap for Jesus, no. Because sometimes when we speak here and we talk about the Catholic Church, people will say, now they condemn too much. It is what we know. Why do you speak against Babalawo? It's what you know. It's true now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we're talking about now that mark. That mark. That mark is both spiritual and physical. Hallelujah. Now, when he said the mark of the beast, praise the Lord. He said on the forehead, if he said the mark of the beast, written on the forehead, it means it has to do with your thinking, with your faith, what you believe and accept. So it's a mark of the beast because the denominational system is an antichrist system. And the person that's the father or mother of all the errors that are taught in the denominational system is that same man of sin. That is that same beast. So, when they say on the forehead, it's the ability, it's your believing and accepting denominational antichrist teachings in your mind, in your thinking. Hallelujah. The doctrine of Trinity, she started it. So if you believe it, the mark is already on your forehead, in your mind. It's true. We're talking about the Nicolaitans, we saw in Revelation chapter 2. The deeds of the Nicolaitans, which God said he hates. What is the deed of the Nicolaitans? Is how the laity was conquered by a group of people, was killed. That is the system that produced hierarchy in the house of God, in the church of Jesus Christ. And anybody that is part of that system, you have already put on the mark of the beast. You are acting like them. It's because you believe in that is why you act like them. I don't know how many people have the mark of the beast sitting down here now, visitors. God brought you here for a purpose. For the footstep of the righteous is ordered by God. Hallelujah. It is a Nicolaitan system that produced all these hierarchies. After the Pope, you have the cardinals, you have the bishops, you have the Monsignor, until you have the lay reader. From Reverend. The denomination has also picked it up. Archbishop. Bishop. Small pastor, big pastor, reverend doctor, and they have special seat, special office, special microphone, special everything, special motor, special service, special house, special everything, special wife, special seat, special, everything special according to their hierarchy. Somebody told me one of the big denominations, some of the big I can call them. We can never play this on television. We can't play this message on television. This is in-house teaching. Praise the Lord. They will close this place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the whole world, they are looking at that church as their savior. The whole church, they respect. They say that is the first church. Yes, but that is the first church that went in error. But they don't know. Praise God. There's a church, a very big church in Nigeria here. All their branches, they have, I think, four seats. Four. Then there is, that is every branch, there is the one for their general superintendent. I don't call anybody name. Then there is one for area leader, district leader, then the local church. And those six, I asked the pastor, the man that was telling me, I said, but they are not members of that local church now. He said, in case they visit. So that is their seat. What beside you? Sit down on any of those seats. The dead, the local coordinator, because they are not pastors, they are coordinators in that church. The local coordinator, by mistake, sit on the GO seat, maybe he was tired. The next day, he will not only be posted out, in fact, he will be excommunicated from the church. That is an idea borrowed from somewhere. It's not borrowed, they believe it. I said the doctrine of Trinity, they started it. Today, the churches will tell you, any church that does not believe in three persons in one God is a false church. See devil talking. Where is Trinity in the Bible? God is not three persons in one. He is one God in three offices. They can't understand that mystery. Hallelujah. If you have done any other baptism other than the baptism in the name of Jesus by a man shown, you have taken that mark. That is why you cannot see this truth. Because the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is one name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Any ministry you see downplaying the Bible, it is because they have taken the mark of the beast. Because it is the beast that downplays the Bible. Because he thinks that he has equal authority with the writer of this Bible. He can add, he can subtract. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Any church that says you must go to school of theology before you can become a pastor, a preacher, a minister, he has taken the mark of the beast. Because that is the system that brought it in. For a man to examine your spiritual estate and give you certificates. I said the level you are now, based on these exams where I give you, now you need certificates. Now if you can just answer this one again after you pay school fees for 3 years, then I will give you diploma. Then finally, doctor of divinity. Who is a man concerning salvation to rate you and give you a certificate in the things of the Holy Ghost? The things of salvation. A sinner saved by grace. Bible school is nonsense. Has nothing to do with the calling of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible forbids ordination of women priests, women pastors. Any church that is doing it because she copied it from somewhere. She believed it on the forehead. She believed it. That's why she's doing it. She has the mark of the beast on the forehead. And what do we say? On the right hand. It's on the forehead and on the right hand. What is the right hand signifying? It is the ability to do things, to carry out the things that you believe on your head. Hallelujah. It has to do with strength, the ability to practice them. To practice them, to practice those things that you believe on the head and hands is strength. Physically demonstrating, carrying out the things that you believe. That is the mark of the beast on your forehead and on your right hand. That is spiritual, oh. That is the spiritual one. Today, you know, Nigeria is a little bit same. Because of you who listen to international news, you know what is happening now in the churches. You know now there are churches that have legalized homosexualism. One of the greatest abominations in the Bible, homosexuals. Sodomy. Until now, a church now, church, oh, they are now wedding man to man. I do, yes, I do. Exchange your vows, exchange ring. Man, marry man. Inside church. Lesbianism, woman, you are free to marry woman. It says human rights. Have the right to worship anyhow you like. Church. Anglican church ordained homosexual priest. He declared, he said, I'm a homosexual. See my, what's the word they live with? Sure, I always say it is right. Anglican church. They are telling Anglican bishop. They are telling bishop. I heard, you know, His name is Bishop Robinson. Thank you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And the Anglicans in Nigeria said they don't agree. Now lie. Now mama dead ya. You agree. He will not agree. Leave the church now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And all the nonsense that is going on in the church. Oh, anybody celebrating Christmas has a mark of the beast. 25th December is not the birthday of Jesus Christ. There is a celebration of Rome. Mark of the beast. On your head. On your forehead, on your right hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is Valentine? Who is Valentine? Hey, young boys, young girls. Who is Valentine? Saint Valentine. You know the history of Valentine now? Is he a Roman priest? Praise the Lord. Everybody demonstrate celebration of love. Is Valentine higher than Jesus? What is the greatest celebration of love? That an innocent man dies instead of you. Which other love is higher than that? And the whole world that celebrates Saint Valentine is promoted by Rome. Anybody celebrating that, you are part of that nonsense, including Easter. Easter is Easter. It's a Roman Empire celebration. When they join it with the Catholic Church, they pass it over to her daughters. That's what is going on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what is the Antichrist spiritual? It's a mark. The mark. What is the mark? It is a mark of rebellion against the word of God. Rebellion against the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now the physical mark, just as we close. The physical mark now. You will allow me to do some reading. Or we continue next time. Praise the Lord. You know, some people came to see prophets. So let's not punish them too much. Some people, as they talk now, they tired. This man to talk. Which time they finish now? What I'm saying now is just passing over people's heads. Yet, this is the greatest mystery that is going on now in the church. America invented computer. America invented internet. Have that at the back of your mind as I read on. Europe has gone into a single currency union since January 1st, 1999. It is just one step closer to a cashless system that will lead to the physical mark being enforced on apostate mankind. Instead of carrying cash, checks, credit cards, or smart cards, each individual will have embedded beneath the skin of either the forehead or the right hand a tiny computer chip that will contain all the data related to the individual's identification, including the bank balance, including your bank balance. All one needs to do to make a purchase or a sale of anything is to conclude the transaction and then stand before a computer scanner that homes in on that chip somehow, perhaps by lesser being in fraud, you know. Hallelujah. Then it will read up the data, make the necessary cash transfer in no time at all, and in microseconds the transaction is over. Being linked to the banks through a central global computer system, accounts can be debited or credited without physical cash changing hands. From anywhere in the world, be it a drugstore, hospital, shopping mall, or the stock exchange, this can be done. The internet already has the entire world linked by computer. And in the industrialized nations, online shopping and banking is a common place, a common thing. Praise God. And I have all the other proofs. But time will not allow me to read them all. But watch it. I watched it myself live on the television. What their aim is to beat fraudsters, 419. They're saying that credit cards or the smart card is a card now, so a thief can snatch it from you. Hallelujah. And go and use it. Because what that in respect is the card. So now they are now going to now put I read it, the one I watched on the television, it's a documentary, was against kidnappers. So what they do is they put just like they do for that vehicle, they want to do for human beings. So they just put it in your body, and anytime you say your brother go church, you don't come back. He go work, you don't come back. Just go to this phone, the central computer, give the number. They will punch it and they will tell you it's in Sokoto. It's there for one street, the street address, the house number, everything they will show you. That is what they want to do. But as beautiful as it is to beat fraudsters, the anti-Christ system is going to take advantage of it. In such a way that if you refuse to follow the system designed to control man, remember in Daniel chapter 9, the Bible says verse 27 says, he enters into a covenant with many. The Antichrist entered the covenant. That covenant is a covenant of peace. Hallelujah. We know what gave rise to the League of Nations. It was the First World War. But Adolf Hitler made the League of Nations not to work. Praise the Lord. The First World War. The Second World War. Hallelujah. Produce the United Nations organization. What they are hoping is through it to check peace. If you fight one member, the whole other members will come against you. But very soon, something is going to happen in the Middle East. You know, some of you have been watching the news lately. And every true revelated Christian is as angry as those Jews. When their political leaders are giving up the Gaza Strip, they are giving it back to the Palestinians, and they were evacuating the Jews. If you see them, if you see what those Jews, some of them were crying. Not that they are crying for the money. They are saying, how much did you build that house we are talking about? We'll give you the money to build another one. Remove yourself from there. The Jews, they are opening Bible. They say, this land is given to us by God. We will not move. They carry soldiers. I know one interesting thing is, you know, God will help us. I saw some of the soldiers, as they were pushing them, some of the soldiers were crying. They themselves, they don't like what is happening, but they are obeying instruction. They were crying. So the Jews, they see them, they cry. They say, well, the government said, look, what can I leave? Leave. Praise the Lord. But one short thing is this. One of these days, in 1967, there was the miraculous war. This little group of people, they just came in 1948. I want you to also note that the Jews, even in America, God has used America in a tremendous way. God used America to spread the gospel around the whole world. Hallelujah. You know, Bibles have now entered Quran, entered Iraq, entered Saudi Arabia, entered everywhere, through all this gospel. Now the same thing also, through their technology, you know, there is now Christian stations that are now transmitting in Arab language, and then you know we thank God for all those technologies. Praise the Lord. It was the same America that God used to watch over Israel. They have been the one shielding Israel all these years. They have been the one financing them. They have been the one giving them all. In fact, more than the number of Jews in Israel now, they live in America. America has been the one shielding them. Praise the Lord. 6 minutes after America, Israel was declared independent, 6 minutes after America was defeated, they recognized them as a nation. We will give you an ambassador. 6 minutes after they declared them, the first nation. And after that, they had a defense pact with them. Now, they were just still battling to settle down. From 1948, they began to go down there and buy land small, small. The Arab nations in 1967, they all came together against a people that were not armed, against a people that were battling to settle down after what they went through in the hands of Hitler. 6 million Jews in the Holocaust were killed under very horrible conditions, very horrible situation, if you ever know the history. And before, within that time, these Arabs came together. Hallelujah. And within 6 days, Israel humiliated all these nations. That is the period They even grabbed the Golanites, the Egyptian Golanites. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They grabbed the other places. Moved, grabbed some Egyptian land. Went and grabbed everywhere and remained there. Including this Gaza. Draw all those Palestinians away. And look there. That's why they call them occupied territory. They are saying that Israel occupied their territory. And each time, God uses war to give her more of her land. That is why I say, what God does to Israel is what he does to every Christian. Yes! When he says all things work together for good, a lot of those difficulties you are going through is to enable you to gain more ground. Gain more ground. Every land that Israel occupied, both in the time of Joshua and now after 1948, each place they occupied was always by war. So it is for every Christian. Them that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. But he promised us victory. Victory. We are overcomers, brethren. Don't be afraid when you suffer. Some of you say, must I always fight? Must I always fast? Must I always do everything before I get what belongs to me? It's evidence that you are a child of God. It's evidence. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At the end, you will possess your position. But it is always after trial you possess the death of your enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another war is coming. Right now, the mosque where the children of Israel, where the temple of God is built there. Hallelujah. Where the temple of God was built there. Remember, that is where the Zerubbabel's temple now. The second temple was built there. General Titus came in 1870, scattered it. And while they were away until 1948, they came back. From 1870 to 1948. Imagine how long. Praise the Lord. The Palestinians. This Palestinians is the word, the actual word is Philistines. So anytime you are reading Philistines, now them be these modern Palestinians. They have always been the enemy of Israel. Praise the Lord. They then came and occupied that land. And of all places, the same mount, where that place, the same spot, where the temple was built, that is where they came, where Solomon built his temple, that is where these Palestinians came and built their own mosque. And they said that is their holy site. So nothing should make Israel come near there. But something is going to happen, because according to Daniel chapter 9, praise the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. According to the scriptures, generally, Christ is coming for the 1,000 years to dwell and reign in that temple. But before Christ will come, the Antichrist himself will come, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where we read, he will go and sit in that temple as God to be worshipped. Every interest is on that temple. But right now, the temple is not there. How will the temple be built back again? This Bible tells us they will build it through a wall. And we're expecting that wall. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another miraculous war will take place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us when they finish, that is the battle. Hallelujah. Gog and Magog in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Through that war, for 7 months, they are still burying people. After the God of Israel come to fight. The Bible says, the King of the Lord and writers and Brother Abraham himself said that that King of the Lord will be Russia. We need all these Muslim Arab nations. They will now come. Hallelujah. Remember, there is no state in Bible days known as Jordan. There was only River Jordan. Hallelujah. And if you notice, the capital of Jordan is Ammon. Letting you know, Ammonite. So that you know, that's the former, those that were known in the Bible as Ammonites. They were never a country. But during that period they went, now they came and took over Jordan. Remember, the other side of Jordan, Joshua gave, you know, Manasseh, they had the tribe of Manasseh, they gave them that place. The Bible said they will come back, Israel will come back and claim all that place. Now there is king, somebody will say of Jordan, don't worry, very soon, the whole of that place is coming back to Israel. And everybody is wondering, is it possible? When God wants to show himself that he is God, he He will let your enemies do like say they succeed. When you do, finish, then he will come and step in. Ah! Oh, glory be to God. Let's step in the name of the Lord. Let's step in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The outcome of Ezekiel 38-39 war will set the United Nations in confusion. Then they will ask, who can maintain peace on earth? By that time, 66, the man of sin, the Antichrist, the Pope, the Vatican City has already established herself. The whole world will say, this is the man. That is where the prophet in Daniel chapter 9 will come in. He will now come and establish a covenant with nations. He will now be looked at. And this same America now, arming everywhere, will cause everybody now to listen to him. That's what that scripture is saying. Giving that beast power, reviving it and strengthening it. Hallelujah. And anybody that does not bow, there will be a united European army. Anybody that does not bow, imagine the whole United Europe coming together as a strong army. And before then, America will be humiliated. Praise the Lord. Brother Abraham saw it. All of you that are struggling to go to America. Hallelujah. There are two things he saw about America. That, you know, seven visions he saw. The rest have all come. In that vision, he even had the name of Hitler. And exactly when the time came, Hitler manifested. And if all others came to pass, he also gave a revelation that a woman that will rise in strong power in America. Hallelujah. He said he doesn't know whether it will be a literal woman president or it is the Catholic Church that will have power in America. He said it. But I said, if all the rest came to pass exactly as he saw, that woman will also come as president in America. It's just a matter of time. Watch and see. And after that, he said he saw, in another time, he saw California, Los Angeles, those of you know US, Los Angeles. He saw it, earthquake, the sea covered that city. Right now, there is no believer of the end time message that believed that William Branham was a prophet that is living in California. None. None. There is no message church in California, Los Angeles. None. The nearest one to them is about 400 kilometers. The nearest one to them is 400 kilometers. I know some of them. Praise the Lord. Why? He said, the reason is that is where Hollywood is. He said, it's nothing but a promoter of Sodom in the whole world. Through that place, he said, that is why God is going to deal with that place. But after that, right now, America is on top. America is shielding Israel. And as long as America is still protecting Israel, no nation can rise against Israel. Therefore, I believe what William Branham saw will come to pass. Because William Branham said he had a big bang. And when the angel told him to turn and look, when he turned and looked, he saw America like craters. It was blown up to pieces. And he said that maybe some madman somewhere will throw some neutron bomb. And for what is happening now in America, you know that is possible. But we pray that it doesn't happen like that. Oh. But I'm telling you what William Branham said. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God has used America to promote the gospel. God has also used America to promote sins in the whole world. God has used America to give power to the Antichrist system. God, this same God that has been protecting Israel. God will allow somebody somewhere to finish it so that now they will say, say America now, no power again. Israel, here we come. And that is when God will come down. Ezekiel 38-39. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the man of sin will sit down there and rule. And then the whole story goes on and on, linking it to the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11 that will give birth to 144,000. And from then on, the tribulation starts after 3.5 years. And after the foolish virgins are gone. And then the war of Armageddon, when Christ will come with the saints of the living God to start the 1,000 years reign. That is the story of 666. Let's pray for Jesus. Sorry, I talk too much, but just take time and have the tape and listen. It will help you. It will also make you understand why we speak the way we speak. Why we act the way we act. But God is sealing his people. with the Holy Ghost. Make sure you make your calling and election sure. Can we stand up now?
Yes, you heard correctly. The bride now gathers at the Bride Assembly, Lagos Church. Bible days are back again. The fallen church is being restored again through the message of the hour, as prophesied in Malachi 4:5-6. The healing anointing has been released to call out the eagles from the chickens to prepare them for the rapture before in flight. The wise virgins are already trimming their lamps of revelation concerning the second coming of Christ. Don't be among the foolish virgins or like Martha, busy doing God a service without revelation of his expectation for the end time church, as revealed through the voice of the seventh angel of Revelation 10:7. Do you know the Godhead has three persons in one God, or one God in three redemptive offices of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Have you sorted out scripturally the controversies between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth concerning major apostolic doctrines as being born again, one man show of mommy and daddy churches instead of fivefold ministry of Ephesians 4:11, the mystery of iniquity among the anointed ones at the end time, position of the woman in the church, Bible colleges, which name do you use in water baptism, baptism of infants, sprinkling, or immersion, any baptismal class commanded in the Bible? Why is the church divided into denominational fragments? Where do these men of God get their unscriptural titles from? Why is holiness no longer preached? Why has the church not become godly? Do you know the Antichrist system is already on and people have started putting on the 666 mark of the beast? Do you know the Antichrist has been revealed and that he is a worldly respected religious man somewhere known by the bride and not some animals shown by error? Do you know the rapture has started already according to the order stated in 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Do you know how long the church has to stay before the rapture strikes? Do you know how many are called to the church but only few are chosen for the rapture? All these mysteries and questions are answered by the grace of God as you join us every Tuesday 9 a.m. when you can have your past sins remitted through scriptural water baptism in the name of Jesus and your simply receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost as promised, and also say the prophets reveal the cause of and solution to your problems openly and privately as the Spirit leads. Come also for your healing and deliverance as God confirms his special love for the bride in this age. Join us every Wednesday 9 a.m. for the season of fruitfulness with Prophet Bayo and Pastor Ifine, and 6 p.m. same Wednesday for in-depth Bible study. Thursdays 9 a.m. for business breakthrough anointing with Pastor Thomas, and Fridays 9 a.m. for special healing and deliverance hour with 11th hour deliverance team for stubborn sicknesses and demonic problems. Friday night 9 p.m. for our night of miracles as the bride and lovers of prayer gather for night vigil. Come and hear testimonies, prophecies, Bible teachings, questions and answers, and receive your instant healing and deliverance, miracles, breakthroughs and spiritual revival. Our 9 a.m. Sunday services are all day revival service. No dull moment. Nothing like being in the presence of God. In the bride assembly, God uses the young, the old, the men, and the women. Feel free to call pastors, prophets, and any minister for counseling and prayers free of charge. No consultation fee, no baptismal card or fee, no registration fee, no selling of water, handkerchief, anointing oil, or charge for family deliverance. No manipulative vows, no 419 seed faith sowing, etc. Freely have we received, freely shall we minister. And to the end time message, believers asking sincerely, like Elisha, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Hallelujah. The God of William William Bonham is still alive. He never changes. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Shalom to the lovers of truth. The overseer, Pastor Moses Alu, and all the ministers are waiting for you. Jesus is Lord.